Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Friday. It's 6 o'clock, and that means it's time to welcome on Browns reporter, Browns analyst for 92.3 The Fan, our 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel as well, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hello, boys. Happy Friday afternoon.
What's up, my guy?
Well, it's always great to talk with you. We were just having the conversation, how many points does the offense need to score on Sunday to give the defense a chance to win? Where do you start that at there, Daryl?
You might have to total their entire scoring for the season.
That seems like hyperbole.
No, I mean, look, the Lions are hot right now. They've scored 90 points in the last two games combined. So I will probably put it at 24 points to have a chance to win.
Daryl, a lot has been made about, you know, our defensive front going up against the Lions offensive line and how that's a matchup within a matchup. But our offensive line is not that good, and I think the Detroit Lions defensive line is not getting enough credit. Talk about the challenges that's ahead for the Cleveland Browns offensive line this weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got issues at the both tackle positions, which is obviously not ideal. They have to compensate for losing DeJuan Jones, and thanks to the National Football League for telling the Browns, oh yeah, we probably should have thrown a flag on the play that cost you your starting left tackle his season. So good job by the NFL there. But Cornelius Lucas and KT, they've done a pretty good job. Leviston there, they've been trying to hold the fort down. They added Thayer Munford from New England's practice squad this week. They're probably going to need to use him as well. But, yeah, I mean, when you look at the battle in the trenches, Detroit is a very physical football team in all three phases. And not only are they physical, they're very aggressive as well, offense, defense, and special teams. So this is going to be a tough challenge for the Browns, not just for the Browns offensive line, but it's going to be a tough challenge for the Browns defensive line. It's going to be a tough challenge for the Browns secondary, just all the way around. And just when you think you get the Lions off the field on third down, Dan Campbell decides he's going for it on fourth down, and they've converted 7 of 8 of those this season. So, this is going to be very interesting to watch how Jim Schwartz handles that.
Daryl, you mentioned DeJuan out for the rest of the season here. We got the LCL news and a hamstring, the Bateman, I think is what they called it. I am curious, though. So he was well on his way to getting benched as a left tackle. He moves over to right tackle for week three, gets hurt. It's the third straight year his season has ended because of injury prematurely. Yep. How does DeJuan factor into the Browns' offensive line plans next year?
Hard to say. It's unfortunate. This is, as you mentioned, Nick, this is the third straight year that his season ends due to injury. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, going into this year, I was factoring him in as, you know, their left tackle for the next couple of years. And then, you know, he has had moments where he has struggled. But when you watch him, and Joel Bitonio has talked about this, a couple other veteran offensive linemen have talked about it, like, you know, you look at film and you'll see a couple of plays in there, the talent that DeJuan has. And, you know, guys are like, man, why can't we see this on each and every down from him? And it's just unfortunate that he's not been able to stay on the field to give him an opportunity to develop the consistency that actually we did get to see for a period of time when he was a rookie, when he started, came in to fill in for Conklin on the right side, and then they moved him to the left side. I mean, he played really, really well. And I would argue he played about as good as any of the left tackles in the league for that, you know, 5, 6, 7 week stretch there as a rookie before he got hurt. So the talent is in there. He has put in work to reshape his body and all those type of things. But I just think right now, unfortunately, I don't know that you can count on him being a cornerstone for your future going forward.
Darryl, any updates on Mike Hall? I know he won't play this week, but how far away are we from seeing Mike Hall in a real game? And when he actually hits that football field, what do you think he will contribute to what's been an already dominant defensive front seven?
Well, the Browns have made the decision to burn a roster spot for him just so he can practice. Because this is week four, and my number one question, you know, because we see this every year. They seem to have like one guy we're like, he's coming along, And then it turns out you get the, you know, week 5, 6, 7, they should have just put him on injured reserve to begin with.
Wasn't it also Mike Hall Jr. last year?
Well, no, he was suspended last year. This is his second year.
He had the
domestic incident that cost him 5 games.
But other than that.
But my point is, it just seems like there's always a player that they're trying to, you know, that's coming back from an injury that they try and bring along, and they're not ultimately ready by that, you know, that week four. And you sit there and say, why didn't you just put him on IR? But the organization really wanted to get Mike Hall all this practice time over these 4 weeks. Now, Kevin Stefanski said today that he's close. I don't know if that means he's day to day or, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem that they have a definitive timetable. I will say this. If we get into week 6 and 7 and 8 and he's not on the football field, then the organization completely mismanaged that. Look, it's a serious injury, knee injury that he came back from. He had surgery on, and so it's understandable that he's not ready right now. But again, this organizational roster management, when it comes to injury, it does every once in a while cause you to ask if they're doing the roster management thing correctly. But again, they really wanted to get him practice time these last 4 weeks.
What is the number one thing that needs to change this weekend for the offense to just get going in any direction?
They need big plays. I feel like, Nick, we've been saying this for three, four weeks now. They need big plays. Quinshon Judkins has provided a couple of those on the ground, and hey, maybe they can lean on him a little bit on Sunday. You looked good. His first outing in week two looked really good. His second outing almost had 100 yards against the Packers, last week. So, you know, hopefully that upward linear progression continues for him, and maybe he can help set something up when it comes to the passing game. But they just got to find a way to hit some big plays, because the Lions do. And again, you don't want to go into a game seeing ghosts or worrying about too much, trying to react to another team's output. But yeah, this is not going to be a game where I think they're going to be able to get away with scoring 13, 16 or 17 points in a game and expect that they're going to win. I think they're going to need to hit a season high for points, and that's going to be in the mid-20s at the least.
Darryl, do you believe that if Joe Flacco does not have a turnover-free game this Sunday, that Dillon Gabriel gets to start next week against the Vikings?
No. I think the only way that happens is if the Browns absolutely get smoked and run out of Ford Field. And Joe Flacco has like 4 interceptions and throwing a pick 6 in there. You know, I mean, like, I think
playoff right Joe. Now,
I think that's just mean. I think that it has to be like a disaster of epic proportions right now for them to consider, you know, a quarterback change, which, by the way, not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, Detroit's really good, all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. But I just don't get the sense that the Browns are itching to make a quarterback change right now. Here's another wrinkle to this, go. I do have a theory. I don't think it's going from Joe Flacco to Dylan Gabriel. I think if there's a quarterback change, I think you could see number four.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Daryl, it's Friday. I got a big weekend coming up. I got a football game tonight, high school football. Very excited for that one. Got a kid's birthday party tomorrow.
Did I just ruin your weekend for you?
I'm not done yet. We got homecoming tomorrow, okay? And then Sunday, I'm going to watch the Cleveland Browns play football. And I can't guarantee it won't be a blowout. And my reward for watching said blowout, if it goes that way, is that I get to watch Deshaun. Is that what?
I'm not saying you're going to watch Ben Munded, but I'm saying at some point there could be a possibility where you see Deshaun Watson for a spell here.
You're instigating me on a Friday. That's what I'm understanding here.
The Instagram videos look spectacular. He's working them cones, man. The footwork looks good. He looks to be in pretty good health and ready. And the IR thing is up on Monday, so you know that's going to be a question that's getting asked on Monday: is where's Deshaun and are you going to activate him? Are you going to get him on, start the process to get him ready to be put on the field at some point? That's all coming up on Monday, I guarantee you.
Over under Jeff Shadell being the guy to ask it on Monday.
I was going to handicap me as being the guy that's going to ask.
Shadell is going to beat you to the punch. He might ask it post game on Sunday.
Well, he's. I don't think he's going to be in Detroit Sunday, so I think that we'll be okay there. Yeah, you know what it might be? It might be a race between like five of us to ask Kevin Stefanski that question.
You know what, Daryl?
Because you know what? No, I'm going to give you a little. We were talking about it today. That's all I'm going to say.
Trying to make a man quit. That's what you're doing.
I'm thinking out loud as I'm talking to Nick and Daryl. It's crazy because isn't this the last week that Deshaun Watson is like on IR?
Has to be on. Yeah.
Has to be on IR.
Yeah, that, like I said, that's why we're going to ask on Monday. We're going to have a race to see who can ask Kevin Stefanski about Deshaun Watson's progress and readiness to be activated
on Monday.
It's
going to
happen
on Monday. This is going to now have to be. Listen, no. It's just.
You'll have content next week, Nick. Plenty of content.
Always have content. I'm not that hard up for content.
Oh, I know you're not. I'm just saying it's just going to, you know, be.
If they put Deshaun Watson, and now you're going to make me do it. If they put Deshaun Watson on the field before Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, Bailey Zappi, or the ghost of Otto Graham, You think you've seen me mad before. And well, you do it in October? Oh, he better throw for 5,000 yards in a game.
Okay, G. Bush.
Like, he better be. We better be like, oh, my God. The body of Deshaun Watson has been inhabited by, like, the ghosts of all the previously great quarterbacks in the history of the NFL.
Listen.
Like, angels in the outfield. But
they still need to get their money worth out of that contract. Just saying.
No, they don't. 40, 50, yeah. No, you have an answer. It didn't work.
Wait a minute. You have an answer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. I'm sorry. I was like, wait a minute. There's an answer in that building right now? Where?
At what position?
Yeah. Well, I think they're pretty set at one of their defensive end spots. I think that guy's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty set at the cornerback spot D-tackle. Too. I think they're feeling pretty good about that. A couple D tackles. They got some spots where there's a tight end, right? Hey, look, these rookies are playing really, really well. That's, you know, hopefully they can keep it going and that's to provoke Nick further on a Friday. That's going to help Andrew Berry keep his job if these rookies keep playing like this.
That doesn't provoke me. That makes damn sense. But you know what you did. You know what you did?
Yes, I know what I did.
And now I hope your weekend is merely substandard,
hey,
Daryl.
Hey, this is what Daryl did. Daryl was like, as I pour my nice shot of bourbon, I'm going to go ahead and just, boom, do this on a Friday.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm like the Joker and Batman, and here we go. Time to watch the world burn, or in this case, watch Nick burn.
People, this town is not ready for that show.
It's about to be a long two segments, man.
And I'll be honest with you, I will be walking everybody in that organization. It's a very short walk, by the way, because Bree and Brooke Parker right next to me. I will be walking them to the airport and shipping them out here. I'll be calling certain authorities handling illegal immigration on this organization, on everybody in this organization to ship them out of town. I'll get the National Guard. You know what, Daryl? It was lovely. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Have a great weekend, my brother.
With that, I leave you with that. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy the football. And, of course, enjoy what feels like playoff baseball right now with the Guardians.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to it. We'll do it. We'll do it live in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.